Salam and welcome back to Berekabuna. Last episode, we went over some basic pronouns like ene, me, esu, he, esua, she, and possessive pronouns like yene, my, yesu, his, yesua, hers. Try to bear those in mind as you listen to this next episode, where we'll learn some new vocabulary about people, sooch, and family, betaseb. We'll start with an audio clip from my Amharic teacher, Salam. First, have a listen, and then we'll break it down together.
So is person. Sawoch is a group of people. Sawoch. Went. Said. Wendelich. Said lich. Shimagile. Arogit. Hesalich. When it's baby boy, went hesal. Baby girl, said hesal. Again, lich is kid. Lijoch is kids. Lijoch.
So, some of the new vocabulary words we have heard are so, person, sewoch, people, man or a man, wend, woman, a woman, set, children are lijoch, lich for a child, lijoch for children, plural. Because gender is so important for Amharic grammar, if you need to know whether the child is a boy or a girl, you would specify wend lich, literally man-child, or seit lich, woman-child. Equally, baby, hitsan, would be wend hitsan or seit hitsan. An older man is shemagile, and an older woman is arogit. Let's listen to the first clip of audio again. See if you can remember what each of the words means and repeat them out loud to yourself.
So, sawoch. Went. Said. Wendelich. Said lich. Shimagile. Arogit. Hesan lich. Went hesan. Said hesan. Lich. Lijoch.
Great. Let's turn to the next segment of the audio. Family, betaseb. Bal is husband. Mist is wife. In Amharic, one refers to one's spouse as yene balabet or balabete. Interestingly, the literal translation of balabete would be owner of my house. In other words, once you're married, you refer to one another mutually as the owner of my house. Together, Bal en amist, husband and wife, are tindoch, a married couple, tindoch. Welajoch is parents. Yesu innat, Yesu abat, his mother, his father. Together are Yesu welajoch, his parents. If you're referring to a woman's parents, Yeswa innat, Yeswa abat, Yeswa Welajoch. The possessive pronoun is the only piece that changes. Yenesu wend lijoch, yenesu seit lijoch refers to their, plural, children. Seit lijoch, girls, and wend lijoch, boys. Ehet is sister. Wendem is brother. So, yesu ehet refers to a boy's sister, while Yeswa Wendem refers to a girl's brother. If you say Yenesu Ehetoch or Yenesu Wendemoch, you are referring to the brothers and sisters plural of more than one person. In other words, their brothers or their sisters. If this isn't making sense, refer back to the first episode on pronouns. Ayat is grandparent. Grandmother is Seit Ayat, and grandfather is Wend Ayat. Together they are Ayatoch, grandparents plural. Have a listen one more time to the segment on family and try to make sense of the relationships. If you're a visual learner, maybe draw out a little family tree for yourself and label it accordingly.
ቤተሰብ ሁሉም ባለቤት የሱ ባለቤት የሷ ባለቤት የኔ ባለቤት እሱ የኔ ባለቤት ነው የኔ ባለቤት እሷ የኔ ባለቤት ናት ወይም ጥንዶች ጥንዶች ባልና ሚስት ጥንዶች ወላጆች የሱ እናት የሱ አባት የሱ ወላጆች የሷ አባት የሷ እናት የሷ ወላጆች የነሱ ወንድ ልጆች የነሱ ሴት ልጆች የሱ እህት እህት የሷ ወንድም የሷ ወንድም የሱ እህት የነሱ እህቶች የነሱ ወንድሞች የነሱ አያቶች አያት ወንድ አያት ሴት አያት የነሱ ወንድ አያት የነሱ ሴት አያት የነሱ አያቶች ና ቤተሰብ
And that's all for today. Thanks for listening. And don't forget, for more resources, you can always visit us at berekabuna.org. Thanks, and until next time, goodbye.